We'll bring in the guy who has all the knowledge to bring us what the weather is going to be, Pat Pagano. Mr. Knowledge, good morning, Pat.
Yes, good morning. And you know, 90% of the things that we talk about, I agree with you, but I certainly wouldn't when it comes to humidity. I am not a fan of humidity, and it will, you know, like a day like today would absolutely keep me away from the lake, not to the lake, but away from the lake. Only because, again, I don't have AC or anything like that. But nevertheless, 85 to 90 hazy humid today with showers and thunderstorms crashing in late this afternoon and into tonight. We're under a slight risk of severe weather. These storms could contain strong damaging winds and the possibility of hail. So, I hope you spoke to your pet sitter and she's not to keep the car underneath the tree.
Well, she'll be gone today. It's going to happen today?
Yes.
Yeah, she'll be gone. I'll be home.
Okay. That's good. That takes care of that. Put your car underneath the tree either. So 85 to 90 today, mid-50s tonight. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, less humid. Nice day. Tomorrow's my kind of day, 80. Clouding up, rain will come in Friday afternoon, 55 to 60. It will rain Friday night. There'll be some light rain and drizzle. It'll be cloudy and breezy Saturday. The high's only in the 50s. And Sunday, still clouds, chance of showers. And then Monday, the better day, with partly sunny skies and highs around 70.
So right now, yes. So once again, repeat that. So it looks like Saturday's a washout?
I wouldn't call it a washout, just nasty.
Okay.
I wouldn't call it a washout at all. It'll be misty, breezy, overcast, damp, and in the 50s.
All right. And Sunday, once again, is a little better than that, right?
A couple of showers, you know. There is the Euro is showing a second storm along the coast. If the Euro is correct, we could have rain on Sunday. But right now, that is the only model showing that.
And then Monday, the actual day, looks okay.
Looks fine.
Well, we have to take what we get. You know, you can't argue with Mother Nature.
Yeah, you certainly can't, you know. And traditionally, Memorial weekends are not the greatest, you know, weather-wise. It's always been that way. And, you know, it'll continue to be that way. So, I don't know. I don't even know if I'll get to the lake this weekend. I have to work Monday, so I won't be able to be there on Monday. Doesn't look to me like it's too appetizing to go there Saturday. So if it were to be a decent day on Sunday, to go off for the day, come back at night, so I could work Monday, but I'm not counting I'm not counting on anything at this point.
Well, you might have a Memorial Day weekend in the backyard.
Not lovely.
Don't sound so excited.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Pat.
Yes.
So my new cat that I
rescued.
Oh
yeah, you let the cat mingle yesterday.
And yesterday was Mingle Day where we let Johnson out, and it's funny. Amy Gossens did a great job in getting him and trapping him, and Millerton Vet did a great job, and so he's been now kind of in a holding pattern for a week in the bathroom. And when it first started out, I would go to pet him, and he would hiss a little bit. Then he stopped hissing, and then he started purring. So when I opened up the doors and everything like that, and he came out, he follows me around all the time now. He follows me around, and it's funny. It's almost like he's a little puppy dog, but he's 3 years old. And how is he getting along? Georgia came up to greet him, and of course he did a big hiss, and Georgia just figured, at my age, I'm not going to deal with this, and she walked away. My other cats, Bauer, who looks like an old version of the new cat, you know, an orange cat, kind of just hangs around and doesn't think much of it. Genghis will hang around him, but then they get too close and Genghis hisses a little bit. So I'm not worried about those two at all. And I'm not worried, but Emma is funny. Emma doesn't have to see the new cat. Emma knows the cats in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever Emma walks around, she's going... She It's like a constant warning. I don't know who you are, but please stay away from me. And the funny thing was this morning, Bauer, who's been in the house for years with Emma, okay, and of course Bauer's an orange cat. Well, Emma mistook Bauer for Johnson. But it went surprisingly well, to be honest with you. And I think over the course of the next month or two, everybody will settle in. Emma will never, ever. Emma doesn't like anybody, really, except for me and my dog Walker. But everybody will settle in, and it'll become fine. But he's done extremely well. So he's now a normal cat, and we're all set. We're off to the races.
Well, that's good.
But right before I went to bed, last night, he decided to jump up on the bed, and of course that's where Georgia sleeps, right?
Yeah.
So he was about a foot and a half away from Georgia, and for like 30 minutes they were looking at one another. And then finally Georgia got up and actually turned around and put her butt towards the cat, and her head at the top of the bed, and then Johnson ran off. But it's very interesting to see the way the animals all interact and socialize and get together.
I'm sure, like you said, after a while they'll just acclimate.
Well, they will. Emma just won't have anything to do. Emma, it takes years because she was a different type of rescue. It works. And we saved one cat from being outside and being a feral cat, and on we go.
More and more people should rescue. I know so many people, that go to breeders and shops, and they pay thousands and thousands of dollars for their pets. And meanwhile, here we are with tons and tons of pets that need homes.
Yeah, well, I don't mind people who have going to the breeder who have dogs that are like that compete in those things.
Show dogs.
That's different. Yeah. That's totally different. But you're right. When you get a pet that's a rescue pet, you're actually saving the lives of two pets: the one you rescue, and then the one that rescue center can take in because it's got an open place.
That is correct.
And all my animals, every one of my dogs and cats over the years has been a rescue. It's just the way I do it. And believe you me, they are appreciative. They show appreciation that is second to none. So
I totally agree. Yep. Have a family member who went out and literally bought, I guess you call them like a bulldog.
Yeah.
As a puppy, $3,500.
Yeah.
Now, think about how far $3,500 would go with rescued pets. A long way. Mm-hmm. Because, you basically, you pay a fee now for a rescue, if you go to a rescue shelter.
$75, $100, $150, something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And that just goes to, because when you get a pet from a rescue shelter, everything's done to it.
That is correct.
So it's just terrific. The only dog that I had, Lucky, and Lucky was a rescue too, but Lucky was 100% black Labrador, okay? But came from a litter of, so Lucky was a rescue. But it was a different type of rescue because that's the only, 100% bred dog that I've had all along. But there's just something about a rescue animal becoming part of your family. And so and people who want to do it, don't do it on a whim. Don't do it on a whim.
You have to take your time. Right?
It's like having a kid. I hate to say that, but you're going to have to put a lot of effort and time into it. So. But it's worth it. Every second is worth it. So,
definitely.
So now, there's no chance that the forecast can change drastically over the weekend, huh?
Well, yeah, it could always change. I mean, the system could move faster. It could be further offshore. It could clear us out quicker. On the other hand, it could stall, slow up, and and make it dismal. I took the pessimistic approach because it's Wednesday, and I figured if I prepare everybody right now for some really dank weather, at least through Sunday, and then I turn around and say things are going to be improving on Sunday, they're going to be very happy.
That's it. That's right. Well, I know that I'll be happy, and like you said, Pat won't be here on Monday, folks.
Well, you'll hear me.
He'll be pre-recorded.
You'll hear me on my lovely recordings. I'm just going to try. I'm hoping to get to the lake. I'll come back late Sunday night. So by the time I get to sleep, wake up, and do the stuff, I'm probably not going to be in a good mood. How's that? How's that to sum it up?
Pat's going to be bad.
Well, you know the story. Here you are, the owner of a business, and you're working on a holiday.
Bad news Monday is bad mood Monday is what we'll call it.
You got that right. Yeah.
Well, and one final thing. What's your favorite Memorial Day food?
Oh, burgers.
See, I like hot dogs. I like burgers too, but give me a hot dog with some sauerkraut, some chili, and some onions, and a little bit of mustard, and I'm a happy, content person.
Okay.
Actually, give me any food, and I'm a happily content person.
I mean, I like hot dogs too, but if I had a choice between the two, it would be a burger.
You put ketchup on your burger or mustard?
Ketchup.
All right. I never understood people that put mustard on a hamburger. Never.
Yeah, I know.
Or ketchup on a hot dog.
Right, exactly.
It just doesn't make sense to me. All right, Pat, well, I'll speak to you tomorrow. We'll see if the weather's going to change or not.
Yep, it could always do that, so stay tuned.
All right, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
All righty, bye-bye, Joe.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.